Hey guys, it's Horror Fan, and welcome back to my podcast on Anchor. Today, I'm gonna do a horror talk of Black Mask. If you guys are familiar with Black Mask, he is a character played by Roman Siones, or Royce. He is a supervillain appearing in comic books published by DC Comics. So this is the first time where I'm doing a horror talk of a supervillain from the DC Comics. Created by Doug Moench, Monich, and Tom Mandrake, the character debuted in Batman number 386 on August 1985. He is commonly depicted as a brutal and ruthless crime lord in Gotham City who has a fixation with masks and derives sadistic pleasure from the act of torture. Black Mask is one of the most enduring enemies of the superhero Batman and belongs to the collective of adversaries that make up his rogues gallery. The character has been substantially adapted from the comics into various forms of media, including the cartoon show The Batman, the animated film Batman Under the Red Hood, and the Batman Arkham video game series. Black Mask made his live-action debut in the 2020 DC Extended Universe film Birds of Prey, portrayed by Ewan McGregor, incredible actor. Black Mask appears in the second season of the Arrowverse series, Batwoman, portrayed by Peter Outerbridge. It published by DC Comics. First appearance, Batman number 386 on August 1985. Created by Doug Monich, a writer, and Tom Mandrake, an artist. Alter ego, Roman Siones, team affiliations, False Face Society, Gotham Mafia, obviously, Secret Society of Supervillains, Black Lantern Corps, Suicide Squad. Yep, Suicide Squad. Hold on, guys. Nova Allies is the crime king, Orpheus Blackhead, underworld boss, and Ted Kord. Abilities, criminal mastermind, and expert hand-to-hand combatant and marksman. Before I get on to the horror talk, don't forget to follow me on Anchor, Spotify. Let's get on to Black Mask. So here is his origin story. Black Mask's origin story was established in his first appearance. Roman Siones was born to wealthy and utterly self-absorbed parents who care more about their social status in Gotham City than their own son. Moments after Roman's birth, the doctor carelessly dropped him on his head, and his parents covered up the entire incident so that their high society friends would not find out. Dang. I love you too! Really? Sorry, guys. Years later, he was attacked by a rabid raccoon at the Siones family country estate, and his parents forbade him to mention the incident to anyone. Despite their dislike for fellow societies, I mean, socialites Thomas and Martha Wayne. Oh, Black Mask's parents disliked Bruce Wayne's parents. Roman's parents continued to associate with them to maintain their social standing and force Roman to befriend their son Bruce, aka Batman. Get out of here. His parents' hypocrisy had a deep impact on Roman, and he grew to resent them and the masks that they wore in public. Huh, that's interesting. That's very interesting. After graduating from high school, Roman was given a high-ranking position in his father's company, Janus Cosmetics. There, he fell in love with working class models, Sirs, I'm not sure. Though his parents did not approve of the relationship and forced him to break it off. Enraged, Roman burned down his family mansion, killing both of his parents and inheriting their fortune and business. Roman lacked his father's business acumen and eventually ruined Janus Cosmetics by funding a failed line of face paint makeup. Desperate, Roman had the staff chemists create a product that was rushed to the market without proper testing, disfiguring several hundred women. Sirs, now Roman's fiance, then broke up with him in front of his entire staff. Bruce Wayne, now the head of Wayne Enterprises, offered to bail Janus Cosmetics out on the condition that Roman gave up control and allow Wayne to appoint his own board of directors. Humiliated and furious, Roman broke into the cemetery where his parents were buried. Before he could unlock the Siones crypt, a lightning bolt struck him, blasting the door open and hurling Roman headfirst into a nearby stone. Roman took the incident as an omen of his rebirth and entered the crypt, smashing his father's ebony casket with a stone and using his shattered pieces to carve an ebony mask, resembling a scowling face starting a new life as the crime lord Black Mask. Criminal career. Within a month, Black Mask had assembled a group of dozens of criminals called the False Face Society, using the Sionist Crypt as their base of operations. Each member of the False Face Society wore a distinctive mask, and the gang's crime spree spread repeatedly throughout Gotham, eventually attracting the attention of the police and Bruce Wayne, now operating as a vigilante Batman. To settle old scores, Black Mask murdered three Wayne Foundation executives and kidnapped Cerse, forcing her to don a mask laced with Janice Cosmetics' toxic makeup, sparing her life but permanently disfiguring her face. Black Mask then threatened Cerse into rejoining him, giving her a mannequin mask intentionally designed to mock her former life. Jeez, dude. Batman eventually managed to deduce Black Mask's identity and correctly predicted that Bruce Wayne should be Sionist's next target. To set a trap for Black Mask, Bruce held a masquerade ball at Wayne Manor as Sionist infiltrated the ball and lured Bruce to the mansion's conservatory to kill him. Bruce disarmed Sionist, forcing the latter to retreat to his hideout with Robin, played by Jason Todd, secretly following him or blazed by him. I'm not sure, honestly. Oh no, wait, hold up. No, not as a character. Oh, I'm an idiot. Or a full real name, actually, so that makes a lot. Sorry about that. With Robin, who is actually Jason Todd, secretly following him. Nice, Robin. While Batman and Robin fought his underlinings at the graveyard, Black Mask escaped through a false button installed in his father's coffin and headed to his family estate. Black Mask then entered his old bedroom and set fire to the old toys inside, intending to burn the mansion to the ground to symbolically kill its old identity as Sionist. I thought he burned down the whole mansion, but like, I guess some part of the mansion, probably. Before Black Mask could escape, Batman flung a battering attached cable around the crime lord's knees, causing him to fall face first on the burning floor just as the bedroom's rafters begin to collapse. The rafters pin Black Mask's face into the pile of burning toys, and although Batman and Robin were able to tow him out of the fire, Sionist's mask had been burned onto his face. He was subsequently sent to Arkham Asylum, where he remained behind bars until the international terrorist Ra's al Ghul freed all of his inmates. Black Mask was not amongst the criminals who followed the Joker in searching for the one behind the breakout, and thus never took part in the war against Batman's allies and loved ones. As this tale was the last canonical one to take place on Earth One, it can be assumed that Black Mask remained at large. Jeez. Sorry, guys. Following Crisis on Infinite Earths, Jeremiah Arkham frees all of Arkham Asylum's inmates, including Black Mask, to attack Batman during the events of The Last Arkham. Sionist then returns to crime after an unspecified breakout, evidently retaining most of his pre-crisis history. He soon begins to False Face Society anew, rising through the ranks of Gotham City's underworld while furthering his vendetta against Bruce Wayne. To stop the False Face Society, Batman proposes as a new recruit to their ranks Christian Skullface by Black Mask himself. Black Mask later kidnaps Lucius Fox, who had a hand in Bruce Wayne's bailout of Janice Cosmetics. Although Batman is eventually able to save Fox, Black Mask manages to evade capture. He remains at large throughout the events of Nightfall and Zero Hour and resurfaces shortly thereafter to kill rival mobster Dirty Dan Doyle in an ambush shootout. Black Mask is later approached by the Black Spider, who wishes to join the False Face Society. Black Mask demands the young man to fake his bones first by crashing a masquerade ball being held at Wayne Manor. Batman later learns that the Black Spider is a double agent working for mobster Turk Ottoman and tracks him down to an abandoned theater where he prevents him from shooting Black Mask, who subsequently escapes during the chaos. Mask reappears as a crime lord in the cult storyline, having given up his vendetta against Bruce Wayne. He controls a large portion of Gotham's criminal underworld until the city is destroyed by an earthquake in the No Man's Land story arc. Dang. What the hell? Oh, I'm so sorry. Mask later becomes the leader of a cult whose trademark is ritual scarring, foregoing his mask and disfiguring his face to resemble a blackened human skull until Batman and the Huntress dissolve it by defeating and imprisoning Black Mask in Blackgate Penitentiary, though the crime lord escapes before the city is made a part of the country again. In Catwoman Volume 3, Number 16, Black Mask begins a drug trafficking ring and decides to move his organization into Gotham's East End. Catwoman soon begins interfering with Black Mask's plans, stealing money from him and giving it to the poor. Oh, okay. Black Mask retaliates by forcing Sylvia Sinclair to reveal Catwoman's secret identity to him. After destroying Catwoman's youth center, Mask kidnaps her sister and brother-in-law, the latter of whom he tortures to death with power tools, before forcing the former to eat pieces of her husband's corpse, including his eyeballs. Ew. Catwoman arrives to find her brother-in-law dead, her sister insane, and her friend Holly Robinson on the verge of being tortured. Enraged, Catwoman engages Mask at his penthouse, where the crime lord falls from the top of the building. In Act 2 of War Games, the spoiler seeks Orpheus out. Hold on, guys. Hoping to get Batman control of all of Gotham's crime lords. However, Mask murders Orpheus by slitting his throat and proceeds to torture the spoiler to obtain information about the rest of her plan. Mask then assumes Orpheus' identity using face putty and paddling, fooling even Batman and Onyx. As Orpheus, he goes on a mission to kill any member or associate of the Batman family. As Mask returns to continue torturing the spoiler for entertainment, he finds that she has escaped and subsequently tracks her down. Although she escapes his clutches once again, the spoiler supposedly dies due to the injuries inflicted on her and willful negligence of Leslie Tompkins. Mask later infiltrates Oracle's clock tower in an attempt to expose her to the mob, and Batman attacks him in a blind rage. Fearful that Mask will kill Batman, Oracle activates a self-destruct device in the tower to get Batman to save her. Mask then becomes the overlord of Gotham's underworld, gathering enough financial resources to purchase an Amazo android and a large supply of kryptonite. Okay, this is not Superman, like what? Allied with reporter Arturo Rodriguez, Mask begins a campaign to discredit Batman. While Rodriguez slams Batman in the press, Mask commits a series of murders disguised as a Dark Knight. The real Batman eventually exposes Rodriguez and captures Mask, but the crime lord kills the escorting officer, transporting Tim to jail, and escapes again. Later, a series of attacks by the Red Hood reveal later as being Batman's presumed deceased protege, Jason Todd, causes Black Mask to lose power and money to this new rival. The assassin Deathstroke later approaches Mask, offering him a place within the society. Eager to strengthen his increasingly tenuous grip on the underworld, the crime lord accepts. However, the Red Hood is even able to elude the society's members. Eventually, he completely dismantles Mask's control over the city's organized crime. Mask then continues to threaten the most important people in Catwoman's life, prompting her to retaliate by shooting Mask's jaw with her gun, killing him, finally. After the shooting, Selina Kyle passes the mantle of Catwoman to her friend Holly, who is soon arrested for Sionis' murder. During the Gotham Underground storyline, dozens of would-be crime bosses attempt to fill in the vacancy created by Black Mask's death. In Blackest Night, Black Mask is resurrected as a Black Lantern and attempts to show Catwoman why shooting him in the head was a bad idea. In an attempt to scare Catwoman, Mask goes after her sister once more. He demonstrates the ability to fly and reorganize the structures of buildings. Poison Ivy manages to stop Mask by trapping him inside a mutated... mutated pitcher plant is digestive juices dissolving his body as fat as his rank could regenerate it. Now, the New 52. In the New 52 reboot launched in 2011, Roman Sionis is reestablished as Black Mask, and his history with the Fall Space Society remains somewhat intact. This version of the character has split personality disorder, with Roman being one personality and Black Mask being the other, and the technology in his mask grants him the ability to control the weak-minded. Roman is first seen in Arkham Asylum's infirmary, being treated by Dr. Jeremiah Arkham during the Night of the Owls. Roman attempted a hunger strike to try to regain his mask. When the Talons attack the asylum, Dr. Arkham gives Roman his mask back to telepathically influence the inmates into attacking the Talons and keep anyone from following Arkham to a safe room. Black Mask then attempts to use his abilities on Batman, but fails and is forced to... Oh, wow, no kidding. Keep anyone from following Arkham to a safe room. Black Mask that attempts to use his abilities on Batman, but fails and is forced to escape the asylum. Black Mask later resurfaces to resemble the False Face Society, coming into conflict with the Mad Hatter while doing so, who considers Black Mask an enemy due to their similar mind control abilities. Batman intervenes and puts an end to their battle, and Roman is sent back to Arkham Asylum. During the Forever Evil storyline, Black Mask appears as a member of the Secret Society of Supervillains when the Crime Syndicate arrive from their Earth. Mask and his False Face Society crash the Rogues' battle against Mr. Freeze and Clayface to claim the bounty on the Rogues. Now, the DC Rebirth. In the DC Rebirth reboot, Roman remains one of Gotham's most powerful crime lords. This version of the character dons a black metallic mask and is allied with Penguin, of course, and the Great White Shark in an alliance known as the Blacks and Whites. Together, they hire the KGB to kill Batman. In the Watchmen sequel of Doomsday, Clock Black Mask is among the villains that attend an underground meeting held by the Riddler to talk about the Superman theory. Oh my god. In Teen Titans Rebirth, Damian Wayne keeps Black Mask locked up in his secret prison after learning about his involvement in the destruction of the Arab restaurant Tarbushis. Now, powers and abilities. Black Mask is a criminal mastermind and tactical analyst with vast wealth and resources at his disposal, making him one of the most powerful crime bosses in Gotham City's criminal underbelly. He utilizes his various connections to eliminate opposition and consolidates power using fear and intimidation. He is renowned for his brutally sadistic physical and psychological torture techniques, which he uses either to extract information or simply to torment his enemies for entertainment. Black Mask is an expert marksman with firearms, particularly with his signature twin automatic pistols, although he is proficient with melee weapons such as swords. Swords is a good thing. Sword. Yeah, sometimes I cannot pronounce words sometimes because my braces. He is a skilled hand-to-hand combatant and has displayed impressive levels of cinema. Cinema and endurance. His high tolerance for pain has allowed him to hold his own against accomplished fighters such as Batman and Catwoman. Black Mask is also an accomplished businessman, impersonator, actor, and escape artist. Ironic. Per the events of the New 52, Roman's ebony Black Mask possesses hypnosis-like mind-controlling abilities that extend through the material of the masks that his henchmen wear, rendering them directly under his control. Black Mask has also killed his victims by applying toxin-filled masks to their faces, poisoning them and leaving their faces hideously shriveled and blackened. His mask also allows him to presume the form of other people from Ted Kord to Superman, though without assuming their powers. Other characters named Black Mask,
Look for a minute, I have a bus call.